The innkeeper. Oh, he was an unexpected servant. You know, he's not even mentioned. It's just that there was no place for them in the inn and that he was born in a stable and placed in a manger. I kind of like interruptions. How many of y'all enjoy interruptions? Most people don't. It's according to what it is. It's according to how I feel and it's according to what day it is. But most of the time, I do pretty well with interruptions. It probably has something to do with my attention span. Sometimes it's not always long. But I'm the kind of person who enjoys a few detours and unexpected developments now and then. Not every day, maybe, but every now and then. But in the work that I'm in, that God has called me into, guess what? Interruptions come all the time. And they're not really interruptions. They're part of God's call. It says, some of my colleagues I'll tell you about, they like to hide in their offices. They like to shut the door. And they like to find that place behind those closed doors. And you know what I like most about being in the ministry is I love about the ministry is my interruptions, because guess what it allows me to do? It allows me to take a few moments away from what has been planned and to learn what God has put in my path. You know, I like people to drop by. I like them to drop by the church or say, you're going to be over there for a while, or kind of come and talk. Or sometimes while I'm over here, guess what? People do drop by. They like to visit. They like to talk. I even like those unexpected phone calls. I don't always care for those that come at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but that's okay, because there's something happening in someone's life and they need something. So those are fine too. But you know, I love also not knowing whether a visit with a shut-in is or anyone would require a thank you for something offered. Because so many times when I go places, I receive more than I give. But you know, sometimes it is I just need to be there. I need to listen. It's a time for listening. It's a time for sitting down. It's a time for sharing a few things, but it's a time for listening. Although I have learned over time that sometimes interruptions were just interruptions and that it was important to stay focused, I also have learned the powerful opportunities that arise from the ministry of interruption. As a matter of fact, I think that God sometimes uses those accidental encounters even more than my intentional ones, giving me a glimpse of something unexpectedly sacred along the way. You see, the story of the birth of our Christ is full of sacred interruptions and unintentional encounters. You see, Mary's and Joseph's lives were interrupted in a way that could have never imagined. They could never imagine what God had planned for them. The shepherds were no doubt shocked at the angelic interpretation. Even those people in the Bible that we've read about, like Zechariah and Elizabeth and Simeon and Anna, who were intentionally waiting for the Messiah to come, were surprised by their providential encounters, by the prophet, by the foretelling when he came. They didn't quite get it. They were surprised. Zechariah, who spent his life and work waiting for the Redeemer, was so surprised that his initial reaction of unbelief silenced him for months until the birth of his son, John the Baptizer, came into the world. God has a way of interrupting our ordinary lives with something extraordinary. Perhaps our greatest challenge is to allow ourselves to be interrupted once in a while. There is one nameless participant in the story of Jesus' birth whose ordinary gesture allowed the sacred a place to enter the world. The most detailed scripture account of Jesus' birth takes place in Luke's Gospel, the 2nd chapter, verses 1 through 7. It is a brief description of hurried, anxious parents, lives already interrupted by an unexpected pregnancy, who must make a long journey at absolutely the worst time. Although the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem to be counted for the census was a journey of less than 70 miles. It would have been a long, treacherous journey by donkey or on foot, but particularly right now for Mary in the advanced stages of pregnancy. The journey was complicated when, upon arrival finally in Bethlehem, they could find no room in any inn. You know, after probably hours of searching and at the point of near desperation, a nameless innkeeper allowed the young couple to spend the night in his stable with the animals, since there were no available rooms. Although we know nothing at all about this innkeeper. I've seen this innkeeper portrayed many times in plays. Sometimes he's a heartless man, so concerned with the bottom line that he turns the poor couple away. Most often he's portrayed as a sympathetic businessman who wishes that he had available space, but is so moved with compassion for the young couple that he allows them his stable. Really, no one truly knows who he was or what he was like. We just assume he was a man, an innkeeper. One thing is certain, though, he allowed himself to be interrupted. His inn was full. He had no vacancy. That's really all he needed to communicate that night to Joseph and Mary, but yet he did more. He found a spot. He thought outside the box and allowed himself to be so moved by his compassion that he found a way to serve that young couple. Now, we never know any more about him than that little dab, although it's probably reasonable to think that he knew at some point that a baby was born that night in his stable. He probably even noticed the band of excited shepherds who arrived and the unusually bright star that was in the sky that night. I wonder if he knew that something significant happened that night. However, the innkeeper's story ended. His small but important role in our Savior's birth foreshadowed for us many ways the ministry of Christ our Lord. The innkeeper allowed himself to be interrupted. He allowed himself to be moved, to show love and grace, even when he had no obligation to do so. He didn't have to do anything. He could have turned them away and kept on. But you see, Jesus was on a mission even before he got here. God had a plan for his son. He was intentional in what he did and taught, and yet Jesus constantly allowed himself to be interrupted from the very beginning before his birth until the end of his life at his death. He allowed himself to be interrupted. He had compassion on those he encountered, whether grieving fathers, hurting women, hungry crowds, or even his own doubtful disciples. He had compassion. But it may, in many moments when Jesus could have just thrown up his arms. Have you ever just thrown up your arms in frustration and thrown something down and walked away from it? Have you ever given up and walked away and come back to it later that day or in a little while or the next day? We've all probably done things like that. He could have done that in frustration. He could have thrown his arms up and walked away at all that was doing for humanity. He stopped, though, and he helped a person in need. See, likewise, I think we are called to be interrupted. We are called to be mindful of the needs around us, the needs that we see, the needs that we need to open our eyes up to. Like the innkeeper, we are called to look outside of our responsibilities and obligations and serve others unexpectedly. We are called to pause on our journey like Jesus when we feel the needs of one tugging on our robe, one tugging on our sleeve, one tugging on our pants, or somebody that's just tugging maybe on our heart. And even in those moments, when we feel tired and depleted, we are called to respond to the storms of life and their effects on those around us. Have you ever been at your tiredest when you feel like, I can't hardly wait to get home? I'll be so glad to get home where I can sit down for a moment, where I can take my shoes off, where I can put my feet up, where I can relax. And have you ever thought, have you got almost home or even got home and you get a phone call? Or you get a message and you're like, oh, Lord, not today. But yes, you say, okay, let's go. I'll turn around and go somewhere else. Turn around and be called out. Do you have those moments when you're so tired? But we are called, you and I, not only me, but you and me together as children of God. We are called to respond to the storms of life and their effects on those around us. We are called to be a part of what's going on in our world. We are called to enter those sacred spaces with people, even and perhaps especially in those unplanned opportunities of life. You know, because if we don't stop sometimes and turn around and go back, if we don't get that phone call that maybe interrupts us, if we don't have that thing that's tugging on us stop us, Lord, we miss out on so much in life. We miss out on opportunities to serve, to do, and to be. We miss out on opportunities to be what Christ has called us all to be. You see, this season we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We celebrate that God allowed God's plan for creation to be interrupted, allowing our need for a Savior, because He knew we needed help. He knew that our world was a mess. We celebrate the interruptions allowed by those characters in the Nativity story and the way that their lives were affected by the Christ child. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is those of the shepherds and the songs that we sing about that in the places that we've been. Many years ago when I was able to go to the Holy Land, I went to that shepherd's field. And they built a little church out there. It's the neatest little place. It's not bigger than a minute, but it is just so neat. That must be an open place, they think, in that area, because everybody around there is shepherds. They're herds people. They have sheep and donkeys and goats and all kinds of things around, a few camels. And they're everywhere. And the places are dotted with their little villages, their little camps, their Bedouin people. They travel. They set up tent. And when you go to that place and you just look, and it's not that pretty of a place. There's trash strewn across the pastures. The animals are just everywhere, but there's something so special about that place to think that those grungy old shepherds sitting out there taking care of their sheep. I don't know if you've ever been around a sheep or not, but they don't smell too good. They kind of stink. That's the kind of job they had. That in the midst of all that, that it was so unpopular, that people were put down upon because of that job, that God chose to do what? Come into the world, to announce the birth of His Son to the shepherds, for them to go and see what God has done, for them to follow that bright star, for them to know that something so profound had happened in that place. That God chose that place. And in that little church, many years ago, that God allowed me to be there and to have such an awesome experience of overwhelming peace and overwhelming understanding that we all were just almost brought to tears in such a place. We celebrate God's divine interpretation of our lives intervening when we didn't realize we needed intervention. Have you ever thought about it? That you didn't even realize you needed something, but you got it. Most of all, we celebrate Christ who allowed His divinity to be interrupted to experience what it's like to be us. He was divine, truly divine, and He allowed Himself to be truly human so He could know what it was like to be us. And you know what? He still loved us so much that He gave His life for us on that cross. Can you imagine that? That He loved us that much? May we allow ourselves to be interrupted to show that same love to those around us, not only this day, but every day. Let us pray.